This says, after 21 years married, I've asked my husband for a divorce. I feel happy and excited about a new chapter. And this woman comments and says, well, let me just say, you'll be extremely lucky if a new chapter is awaiting for you. I've been divorced for 20 years and I haven't found anyone yet. Biggest mistake I ever made. And I wish more women would keep it real about stuff like this, instead of fronting for the social media. But hey, if you divorced a good man, there's no guarantee that you'll ever find another good one. So since you took a good man for granted, karma probably is you won't find someone again. And I can't feel sorry for you.
That is her fucking loss. As far as I see it, he dodged a bullet with this. You old. Think about it. Have you ever watched a fucking Cinderella movie where it be some old bitch and a prince come out on his horse and carriage to an old bitch and say, hey, here's the glass slipper. I want to take you off.
And you probably had kids and ruined your whole family. Now your kids are going to have trauma for the rest of their life. But you don't care because you wasn't happy and you thought the grass was greener on the other side. I hope it isn't.
Why is dating so hard?
It's hard because we have access to the internet and internet lets us be sluts. We can see anyone we want, whenever we want, and talk to everyone whenever we want.
I'm telling a therapist this and they don't even know what to say to me.
From a woman's perspective, what makes a woman a slut?
Nothing. Nothing.
Women are never sluts. It's guys.
You know what?
I think she's done. Medically speaking.
She just said the internet lets us be sluts. Then he said, what's a slut? Oh, there is no such thing as that. Even though I just said that's what we are. See, this is why you don't have serious conversations with these airheads. Nothing intelligent is going to come out most of the time, at least 80% of the time. And honestly, the women who are intelligent, they're not out with hoochie mama shorts and halter tops, you know, in the nightlife.
Fuck you, Wyatt!
No.
You know why we're sluts? We're sluts because of men.
You know what makes a woman a slut? A man's perspective. Every man has a different perspective.
That was deep. That was really deep.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Here's how men communicate with each other. Hey, man, you want to go out to the restaurant? Yeah, what time? 7:30? Okay, I'll see you there. That's how men communicate with each other. Here's how women communicate with each other. Hey, what are you doing tonight? I don't know. My hair is all fucked up. Well, what do you want to do later? I'm not sure. The conversation goes everywhere. This type of conversation is very natural and normal for them. When I say men and women, a better description would honestly be masculine energy and feminine energy. Because there's a lot of women who can have masculine energy and a lot of men who can have feminine energy. Feminine energy is very flowy. Masculine energy is very directed. When you go and you're talking to girls and you want a vibe or chemistry with the girl, when a girl's like, we have a vibe or we have chemistry, what she's really saying is when I talk with him, it feels like this.
No, I'm not going through all that. I'd rather just choke my chicken. I am not going to have a brain aneurysm trying to communicate in that way. No, not happening. But yeah, guys, you do have to have a personality. Having a nice car or a nice pickup truck and, you know, lifting weights isn't a personality. So I would say if you want women to feel like they got a vibe with you, just have something interesting to talk about. But don't talk too much. Just set up the pins for them to knock down.
If you're talking to a guy that claims to be interested in dating you and you say something like, oh, I'm going to get my nails done or my hair, I'm going to the mall, and he does not offer to send you money to contribute to that, you need to block.
Guys, wait, I got it. If you're talking to a woman and she says that she's going to the mall or she's going to get her hair or her nails done and you don't contribute and she offers to block you, she did you a favor. Because why isn't she in this economy refraining from getting her nails done? Why isn't she in this economy getting a second or third hustle? Why isn't she in this economy finding other things to do besides getting her nails and her hair done? Why don't she?
Well, because most women are dingbats, I hate to say it, and they don't think about the future, and they just care about what feel good. So if getting their nails done feel good, they don't care what the economy is. I'm gonna figure out a way to get my nails done and my hair done. Most women aren't financially literate, even women who make six figures a lot of times. They just want to make six figures so they can flex on the gram and take trips. They don't got a good savings. They don't have good investments, most of them. It's all for the flex. Most things people do, period, is all for the flex. Males too, but it's really bad with women. And really, I just got to say this, because I haven't said it in a while. There's no good reason for a woman to be single after 25. If she's single after 25, that is the red flag. Forget about what she's spending her money on. If she get to the point where she already independent minded, she got her own place, her own car, and doing her own thing, she's probably not wife material.
Fine. Why don't she take a class or add some more income to her portfolio?
I was stuck in a situationship for 3 years, which is so embarrassing because I should have been smarter and gotten out
a lot sooner.
In reality, the highest position she's going to get is side hoe.
First off, you weren't stuck. You could have left at any time. You see the language that women use? They always use the language that's going to make them out to be the vic. But then at the same time, turn around and say, yeah, okay, I'm taking accountability. It was my fault. It's doublespeak. Were you stuck or was it your fault? This is why it's so hard to take most modern women serious, or most women serious, period, honestly. And then the fact that you're on TikTok talking about your personal life in itself is a huge red flag.
Stop. I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I don't like that shit.
You notice they never get stuck in a relationship with a nice guy. They never get stuck in the same room as a nice guy. They always find a way out of those sticky situations, though. You ever notice that?
3 years of my life that I can't get back. But I used to defend this man to myself. Oh, he's not ready. He has too much on his plate. It's hard to balance work and me. I used to come up with every excuse in the world for why this man could not be with me.
I don't know if this is the place, if this is the forum where you want to be saying this kind of garbage.
And they will come up with every excuse in the world of why she can't date the guy who she knows would be good for her and she could start a happy family with. They'll make every excuse in the world why they can't leave the toxic guy. And then turn around and make every excuse in the world why she can't date the nice guy. Girl, I don't like Reeboks. I'm a Nike girl. He had on Reeboks, girl. I can't do it. But then with the toxic guy, yeah, I know he sent me to the ER 3 times, but I needed a checkup anyway, girl. So, I mean, it was convenient. I knocked down 2 birds with 1 stone.
After 3 years, I finally got the cojones to get up and walk away. God bless. But you know what happened? He went and got engaged to someone else. Got engaged. Well, I'm so thankful and blessed I did not end up with a cheating, lying piece of shit. The truth of the matter still exists. That man wanted to be with that.
You're not happy he got engaged with her. You still wish it was you. And you didn't have a problem with him being a lying, cheating piece of shit, because you still wanted to be with him after you knew he was all those things. So let's not act like you happy now you didn't get him. If he was that insignificant, you wouldn't be making a TikTok about him. Because once again, there's plenty of good dudes she ain't making TikToks about that's in her inbox talking all the things they could do for her. She'll never make a TikTok about them.
So he proposed to her. He did not want to be with me, so he kept me just sitting there for 3 years. Stop making the same mistakes that I did. If he really wanted to be with you, his hands are not tied. He can be with you. The fact of the matter is, he just doesn't want to, babe. And that's it.
And guess what? I highly doubt she finally walked away. He just finally blocked her number and moved. But she just got a front for the talk that she finally got the strength and the cojones. And don't get me started on that, because that's so masculine to even talk in that way like you got balls. But yeah, she didn't leave him. He finally blocked her on all social media and her phone number. Got her in the car years later on social media still talking about him. And he ain't thinking about her.
I know, I mostly make stupid TikToks.
I just want to have sex one more time.
Leave my house. Leave my house. I'm not having sex with you. Leave my house.
Why do you hate me?
Leave my house.
Why do you hate me?
Okay, let's go over this profile. She's 40, so she's 10 years past the physical wall. 15 years past the mental wall. She's a consultant. That's super vague. That could mean anything, so that's a red flag. About me. Established, independent, and well-traveled.
Woohoo! Yes! Wow! Congratulations!
And none of those things are what men are looking for. Looking for good conversation, laughter, and someone game to join me for a little adventure. No, men want to be the one taking you on an adventure. It sounds like you want to drag him along because you're masculine. It sounds like you're going on the adventure either way. He could just tag along if he wants. She's 5'10". That's pretty tall for a woman, so that's awkward. She's liberal, so you gotta hear about all her talking points. And her being a SJ you know what. And her being a warrior for justice and all that. Based on what we could see from her leg, it looked like she in shape at least. So I'll give her that. Okay, she's on a boat somewhere. She just seemed like the stereotypical, you know, Sex in the City type. The stereotypical Carrie Bradshaw wannabe. I travel and I have a fancy career. Man, men don't want that type of woman. And are you going on all these trips by yourself? We know what you ladies are doing when you go on these trips. We know you're hooking up with hot foreign men. She says, my real life superpower is maximizing hotel and airline points to travel for free. Oh, and napping. All you talk about is traveling. There's no substance here. You're just somebody who makes money and likes to travel. You're not talking about anything you would do for a man, how you would nurture a man, how you would be a good addition to a man's life at 40. No. Men aren't going for this. Just keep traveling by yourself.
I'm glad, because that's one less coward to waste time. Bye-bye!
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like $100,000.
100,000. At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
Seven figures.
A million. 2 million.
But minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Something to be under 6 months.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.